This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American right. dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, sir.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is to take lessons.
You're despicable.
And welcome to hour number three. Dave Sussman here in the chair and enjoying myself and always just amazed at how quickly time goes by as we talk with you about the issues of the day. And, you know, listen, I think a lot of people right now are justifiably really frustrated with the discussions that we've been having, not just this election cycle, but actually now quite a few years. And the idea that if you are a right-of-center conservative, that you must either A, be a racist, or B, if you're black, be an Uncle Tom. I don't know what the term is for Hispanics that are conservatives, you know. But yeah, you're either a racist or you're an Uncle Tom, okay, if you're black and you are a conservative and you're voting for Republicans. And the fact is that we are in a place right now where I thought we were in a quote-unquote post-racial society. Isn't that what President Barack Obama told us? I mean, the idea that America voted twice for a man of color to be president of the United States, I didn't agree with Barack's policies, like 99% of his policies I disagreed with. Because I'm a conservative. I'm a free market thinker. I'm a capitalist. Everything that he was pushing forward was the complete opposite of that. I had nothing to do with his skin color. I would love to see an African-American man or woman, a black man or woman, become president. I think Tim Scott and Kristi Noem should be the top of the ticket in 2024. Scott Noem. Noem Scott. Got a governor and a senator. I think that's a winning ticket. I don't say that because it's Tim Scott's a black guy. I say that because he understands the plight of liberalism and how it has hurt the African-American community. How essentially it is, as I was ranting about in the last hour, hurt the very people that it is supposed to be helping. The ramifications of bad policy. Good intentions, yes. I don't care about your good intentions. I take a look at the results. Well, you know, we all know that President Donald Trump has been called a racist ever since he walked the escalator in 2015. Before that, he was, you know, every black person's favorite guy in New York. There's pictures of him with Jesse Jackson and a whole bunch of other luminaries. You know, the fact is that Al Sharpton, the fact is, though, is that he is now being called a racist for another reason. And here is a very insidious policy that he is trying to repeal. You know, the Democrats say that there is a war on blacks. They have to say that because that will stoke the fear and the embers of the uninformed voters that they come to every 4 years and say, don't vote for those people, they're racist, you got to vote for us. Don't worry about the fact that we've kept you in urban blight for 50 years. Don't worry about the fact that your sons and daughters are in failing schools. They're racists, those rascally Republicans. And so what has happened is that Donald Trump earlier this month, he ordered an end to something called critical race theory. This is a mandatory training in federal bureaucracy, which essentially involves compelling white male employees to write letters of apology to, quote unquote, marginalized people. That's a policy in our federal government. The idea is that the federal government is making white people apologize to marginalized people, mostly people of color. It's an anti-white focus. You know, Heritage Foundation, Christopher Rufio, he wrote last month that on the CRT, the critical race theory indoctrination, and he says that trainers insisted that white males must work hard to understand their white privilege, male privilege, and heterosexual privilege. Now, this is a place of work. It's the Sandia National Laboratories. And instead of working, you're being indoctrinated by this big brother groupthink on this race theory. It gets worse. Trainers also claim that rugged individualism, a can-do attitude, hard work, and striving towards success, all of those in quotes, reflected white male culture, which they said leads to lower quality of life at work and home, reduced life expectancy, unproductive relationships, and high stress. In other words, if you're a loser, you know, I guess you don't need any stress. You shouldn't have any stress if you've made bad decisions in your life. This critical race theory, which Donald Trump has tried to reverse and end, is, in essence, the very attitude black educators don't like. And they've tried to combat just a generation ago. What has happened in the past few years where this is not only acceptable, but to call this out, critical race theory, as a negative, the complete antithesis of Martin Luther King, is now racist itself. This is incredible to me. This is the world that we now live in. And if you say something as a black person, or if you come out as a homosexual and support conservative thought, or any other marginalized group, transgender, whatever it may be, I'm a Jew, I'm a Jewish conservative. Only 30% of us are conservatives. Which, to me, after this week, seeing what happened in the Middle East, is absolutely stunning to me. That now I'm considered a racist. This is a discussion that needs to be had. We got Ricky Rebel joining us after the break. He's going to be calling us live from Virginia, where he is working on incredible MAGA, YMCA videos. He's gone viral everywhere, and he's a pop star, and he is absolutely voting for this president. We're going to be talking to him next. Don't go away. Dave Sussman here at Realside Radio.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The battle of late stage or terminal illness is a fight that affects everything and everyone in your life. If you or a loved one are dealing with advanced stage conditions that are causing financial hardship, like stage 3 or stage 4 cancer, Alzheimer's, COPD, or ALS, then this message is for you. Our Funds for Living program make it a simple 3-step process. Text the word LIVE to 411-411 or visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and we'll send you a link to get started. Choose the amount of money you need. Apply in seconds. That's it. And you're under no obligation. Fifth Season will advance a portion of your life insurance policy and take over your premium payments so you can provide immediate financial relief to the ones you love, all without any out-of-pocket expenses. Fifth Season Financial wants to help you live your best life.
Text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
And Dave Sussman here with you in our third and final hour at Realside Radio, and very happy to be here with you. My gosh, there was just so much for us to talk about in this crazy, crazy world that we're living in right now. But as I was just talking about with Donald Trump getting rid of this critical racial theory that government institutions are now implementing, requiring all white people in federal governments to apologize to black people in some kind of kindergarten class. Yes, folks, this is exactly what is happening. It makes people so angry because we want to live in a post-racial society. We want to treat people, as Martin Luther King said, based upon the content of their character, not the color of their skin. I thought we were there. I thought we had that down. And now we were focusing on frying bigger fish. And the fact is that if you come out against this, you are a racist if you are a white guy. If you come out against this as a black person, well, then you're an Uncle Tom. And you're supposed to be cocooned into your groupthink. If you're gay, you must be voting liberal. And that's why we saw the walkaway movement. And people like Ricky Rebel, who has been on the show with me before, Whiskey Politics. We've had some fantastic discussions that I've met him many times all over the country. He's joining us right now from the East Coast in Virginia, where he is right now. I'm just going to play 10, 15 seconds here. His newest song, which is going to play called MAGA, is going viral like crazy. Here we get to the we gotta get to MAGA. That was awesome. Ricky Rebel, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, congratulations on this incredible response to MAGA, M-A-G-A. And you're in Virginia. I know you're California-based, but you're in Virginia right now for what?
That's right. I'm in Virginia to do a performance at the Parallel Wine Bar in Ashburn, Virginia. I performed there last week on Monday, and then they asked me to do it again next Monday, so I'm doing it again.
Talk to me a little bit about the response to MAGA. This has been absolutely, I have so much fun watching it, watching Donald Trump dance and everything that you're doing.
Yeah. Well, tell you about what happened. Well, what happened was my friend Rob, who owns the Trump Unity Bridge, he asked me to perform the MAGA song. So he asked me out to Beverly Hills. And what happened was he couldn't park the car because there were too many people there, BLM and Antifa. So when he made the corner, BLM decided to bum rush his big float, the Trump Unity Bridge, jump on top of the hood and start pounding on the car and trying to shake it and topple it over. So that's when I decided to go over there in the middle of all the chaos and say, hey, Rob, play the record, play MAGA YMCA, let's do this. And he did, and the rest is history.
It's history that's incredible. You were on Fox News last night. Laura Ingraham pointed out to you. It's gone viral. You've had millions of hits, right?
Millions, yeah. 3 million on YouTube and 5 to 6 million on Facebook. So
wow.
It's just incredible. People, it's really touched a chord with the American people. Because, we have the people who are a part of this project. We wanted to make sure that we made this a positive song. A really loving song and, about unity and making America great for all Americans. And it's a big contrast between that and Antifa and Black Lives Matter.
Listen, you and I have spoken about this many times over the past few years. You've been on the show at Whiskey Politics a few times as well as the radio show. So, I want to get your perspective for people that may not know who you are. But as a gay American, and I don't look at you as a gay person. I look at you as just a human being, okay? In the same way I'm sure you look at me. But we're also labeled today. You're not on the right camp, Ricky. Aren't you supposed to be supporting the left?
Right? I'm on the wrong side. They call me a traitor. The radical activist side of the community, the LGBT community. They're kind of angry with me for my support for America and the Constitution and the Second Amendment and our First Amendment. They're mad at me, but I support a president who supports those things, and I make no apologies for that.
Yeah, you definitely don't make any apologies for it. You do support the policies. And, I had a rant before you came on. I was talking about I take a look at results. I don't take a look at the promises. I take a look at the results. Inner city violence. We talk about schools in the inner city and all the things that Democrats are supposed to be doing to help urban communities and marginalized people and minorities. It seems to be hurting. Do you think that message has been getting across under this current administration of the mirrored image of what people have been promising and the actual results that we're seeing in the inner cities and others?
I think that people are waking up to the reality that Trump is not a horrific person. I think that they are starting to see the reality of the situation, that he really does want to help those communities, and he's made a lot of efforts to do so. Mm. And I really, like I said, when I think that he says "Make America Great Again," I really think that he means "Make America Great Again for all Americans." And there's so many examples of how he's done that.
In our last minute before our first break, we're going to carry you through the break. After the break, I want to talk to you about more generalized issues as well in this election. But how are you feeling about the election right now? Optimistic, concerned, negative, what?
I'm concerned, because not because I don't think that Trump is doing well and that people are going to show up to vote and things like that, but I'm just concerned about, you know, they're going to do things to steal the vote. I feel that they're going to do that. They're going to do voter fraud, mass voter fraud, and then they're going to try to claim that he's not the legitimate president. And I think it's going to take months for us to figure out who the president is, and I hope my vision of that does not come true.
Tell everybody where they can find your music and you online.
You can find me at RickyRebelRocks.com, and feel free to donate to the Ricky Rebel Tour. The donate GoFundMe account is there. I'm planning on doing the MAGA YMCA song across the country, and I love performing it. I love making people happy, and it really makes people happy. So
Ricky Rebel,
making people happy makes me happy.
Yeah, and you can find Ricky Rebel on Twitter at Ricky Rebel Rocks. He is a Billboard Top 40 recording artist, and you've seen him tour with Britney Spears. We're going to carry Ricky through the break, and we're going to talk more about the election coming up right after the break here. Dave Sussman, Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks. Okay. Ricky, how are you?
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
A lieutenant at the Orange Beach Police Department in Alabama is confirming that they've had one death due to Hurricane Sally. In Florida, high water search and rescue operations are still continuing after massive amounts of rain swamped the coastline. The slow-moving storm slammed the Gulf Coast for hours. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis says some areas will see more flooding in the days ahead.
Rain that's being dumped to our north is going to impact places in northwest Florida. So you're going to have these rivers that are going to crest. Maybe it'll happen tomorrow, maybe Friday. You'll maybe even see some of them will happen this weekend.
The hurricane has been downgraded to a tropical storm. 200 members of the Florida National Guard will arrive on Thursday to help. Curfews have been put in place in some coastal Alabama towns. This is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Do you have any hobbies?
I collect spores, molds, and fungus.
Na 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 na. Dave Sussman here in the chair at Realside Radio. Hello, folks. Across the fruited plain on 73 stations on the Salem Radio, GCN Radio Network, and on 6 television stations in Northern California as well. Yeah, Bay Area. You guys are watching. I'm really pleased to have our guest right now, Ricky Rebel. He is a fantastic voice for so many out there. He is a Billboard Top 40 recording artist. You've seen him on tour with Britney Spears. You've seen him at the Grammys. His latest album, I think, is called American Rebel, Ricky?
Yeah, that's my new single.
It's your new single. And MAGA, which we played at the beginning of that first segment, which is YMCA, you got it. Everybody needs to see this video. If you don't smile watching just 10 seconds of this video, my friend, you're dead. I mean, it just makes people feel so good. And he is also calling us right now from Virginia 3 hours later because he is performing live at the, I think it's called the Parallel Wine and Whiskey Bar Encore Performance next Monday at September 21st. Is that correct, Ricky?
That's perfect. In Ashburn, Virginia.
Ashburn, Virginia. So everybody go to RickyRebelRocks.com for tickets, right?
That is correct, RickyRebelRocks.com.
Awesome, awesome. So, listen, I wanted to have you on. Every time I have you on, we talk about, you know, marginalized people voting for conservatives. And I don't want that to be the one-trick pony for when I speak with Ricky Rebel. I want to talk to you about what other issues are of concern to you. When we take a look at this election right now, you mentioned the voter mail ballots that you're deeply concerned about. We're taking a look at Harris now saying Harris administration is of a Biden administration. We're seeing all of this stuff that's just conflating right now and really just incredible. Tell me your lay of the land of election 2020 and your biggest issues that are concerning to you.
Well, the lay of the land is that we're a deeply divided country right now. Okay. It's globalism versus free market capitalism. It's, in my mind, people that want to fundamentally uproot the American way as we know it. They want to change it or they want to erase it. And they want to start over. So in order to do that, you got to like take the root out and just, you know, pull it out. That's what they want to do because they think we were founded on slavery. So they think all of it is illegitimate and that certain we owe or that Americans in general owe something. Reparations and whatnot, and we, you know, should be forgive, you know, we should feel very bad, which we should. We should feel bad about slavery. It's an awful thing. But I never owned a slave a day in my life. So I have zero guilt about that. I don't feel guilty about that. And I'm Hispanic and Latino. My father comes from Guadalajara, Mexico, and my mother's side came from Spain. So I'm technically a bisexual guy, LGBT community guy, person of color. You know what I mean? So I don't understand all these labels that we have to live under. It's really ridiculous. To me, the only label that really matters is the fact that we're all Americans. And I think the left is, the radical, I always say the radical left, is trying to divide us by putting us into little boxes and saying that we have to vote a certain way or else we're traitors to whatever box that they decide that we belong to. And me and my music, I like American Rebel, for instance, that song, I talk about how, like, my first line is, don't try to pressure me. Don't try to lecture me. Don't put me in your box. You can't control my thoughts. Because I think at the end of the day, I'm a very independent person, especially in the mind. I don't like people trying to tell me how to think or what to think. I mean, I think it's it's responsibility of every single American or person in the world to figure out what is true and what is false. And we should all have the freedom to explore that for ourselves. And I did. I did my homework. And I'm a free market capitalist, baby. That's not going to change. And these other people, you know, the radicals, they want socialism and communism. So the people who are voting for Trump are the people that, you know, want jobs, want free market capitalism, love the Constitution, don't burn flags, we want to fund our police. We don't want to defund them. So it's just like that fundamental difference.
You know, it's really refreshing to hear this because, you know, especially as you started talking about this and the whole idea of this racial theory, this critical race theory that I thought we were post-racial. And, you know, the 1619 Project, which was promulgated at the New York Times, suggests that everybody today is a result of racism going back 400 years and that everybody today is a victim. And yes, listen, I think we are all victims in some way. My grandfather fought the Nazis in World War II, served as a prisoner of war for 4 years in a Nazi-occupied, German camp in France. My father grew up in poverty, anti-Semitism. Everybody comes from a place. Now, I'm not allowed to say that as a white guy because I'm a white guy, right? And so where did this come from? Where did this all of a sudden kind of boil up and over? Because I thought, Ricky, I mean, you're younger than me, but we're kind of in the same generation. I thought we were beyond this. I thought we were moving forward. And I don't look at you as gay or black or Hispanic or whatever it is. I just look at you as a human being. Did we get to that point? And why did we back off from that point if we got there?
Yeah, I thought we did. I thought that Martin Luther King was talking about not judging people by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. That's it in a nutshell. And it's really weird that we're at this place where people want to resegregate. These colleges are asking for, to do things independently from skin colors. And I think that's really bad. I don't like that. I want everybody to get along. I want everybody to love each other regardless of their skin color and, you know, just love the human being inside. That's why I think the MAGA song is so cool, because in the MAGA song we talk about how every single, blacks and whites and every color in between is welcome. Women, gay people, that we're all in one family. And I think your second part of the question, what was your second part of the question?
I guess the question could be asked as a different way, and that is, what is the power behind making us not a post-racial, but more of a divided racial society? Who benefits from that, do you think?
Soros, globalists. People that want to destroy America's United States sovereignty. people that wish to globalize us, people that wish to open up our borders, and they don't like the power and the strength that we have. So it's just people that want to divide us.
Yeah. And they use that division to stem just animosity between people and get people angry, and that way they can get them to the polls and maintain their power. I think that's
right.
That's exactly what it is that we're seeing happening right now. In our last minute and a half here, Ricky, tell us a little bit about your plans, your future. You obviously got this great ride right now, this great wave from MAGA. Other plans that you've got going on, music coming out.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of things going on. It's just my schedule is swirling in my head right now. That's why I'm glad I have a team of people that came into my life helping me out with this, because I did not expect this to happen. I mean, literally, I just pressed send on the YouTube channel, and all of a sudden, the views just started going crazy. Like, and I couldn't believe it. I was like, what is going on? It was like 10,000, 50,000, 500,000. It was just
That's
crazy.
Amazing.
It was just crazy. I've never experienced that ever.
Yeah.
So everybody wants me to perform everywhere.
Yeah.
So I like that because I love to perform. And, I'm happy to perform anywhere around the world. That's what I've always wanted to do with my life. And that's what I've been fighting so hard for, to achieve. And, you know, it's great that people have really responded
I'm really, really happy to see this success for you, Ricky. You deserve it, and you're just a super, super nice guy. I've had the honor and opportunity to meet with you and hang out with you several times. And everybody, I know you have a huge fan base that's listening to you right now. Everybody who isn't, check out Ricky at RickyRebelRocks.com. You can also find him on Twitter at RickyRebelRocks as well. And everybody needs to go onto YouTube if you haven't done it already and just type in Ricky Rebel MAGA. You're going to smile. It will make all of the nastiness go away in your life for just at least a temporary time. Thank you so much, Ricky. God bless you and everything that you do. We'll talk real soon.
Thank you.
Thank you. Folks, we'll be right back. Final hour, Dave Sussman, Real Side Radio. Don't go away, folks.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
And Mambo Italiano, Dave here, and Dave Sussman, that is. You can find me after the show is over at Whiskey Politics. Please find me at David Sussman on Twitter. Carla just sent me a very nice message on Twitter. She listens to us on Real Side Radio on the realside.com, I think it is. And thank you, Carla, and everybody else that is listening and sending us wonderful messages as well in the Real Side chat room. I'll be back again soon after tonight, but first I just want to say that I want to leave this on in a positive note, because we've talked a lot about the problems, we've talked a lot about our frustrations, and I just want to say this, that there is I listen to my spidey senses. My gut instincts usually are pretty correct. Not 100%, but pretty close. And I'm going to say this right now, that I truly believe that this week, mid-September-ish, may be that moment that was the tide is turning moment that is going to be looked at upon in the postmortems after the election is over and Donald Trump has won re-election. And yes, I truly believe Donald Trump is going to win re-election. I think the alternative, yeah, I can't even consider that right now. So I'm going to give you a few bits of good news right now that gives me this reason why. It is not in any way, if you're listening to this, to become complacent. Okay? Because you have to understand that the machine that is the Democrats, the machine that they are using between the vote-in mail ballots, and there is a massive, massive amount of fraud that will be taking place. California lost, GOP in California lost 7 congressional seats because of voter harvesting, which is legal in the state of California. It's illegal in other states. North Carolina had to re-up an election because of voter harvesting. For some reason, it's legal in the state of California because, well, guess who makes the rules in the state of California and who does voter harvesting benefit? So, well, as I say these indicators right now, which gives me a positive sense of what is going on, this is in no way an excuse for you to become complacent. You have to vote like your candidate is 10 points behind. So, the first bit of good news that's coming out right now, and I know I'm going to use a polling company that a lot of people say, oh, he's a right-wing poller, and it's Rasmussen, okay? But the fact is that Rasmussen just came out with a poll that said that 3 out of 4 voters who've had violent anti-police protests in their community rate those protests important to their vote in the presidential election. Among those voters, a sizable majority like the job President Trump is doing. So in other words, the violent protests, the riots, and the looting that the Democrat Party has either enabled or outright encouraged, such as Kamala Harris, who raised money to bail these looters out of jail, is backfiring. And this poll, by the way, I like to take apart polls, especially a Rasmussen poll, because a lot of people consider it a right-leaning poll, okay? When you pull that poll apart, it looks absolutely legitimate because it doesn't reflect the hardest hit areas such as Portland or Kenosha. According to the poll, 42% of the people polled had anti-police protests take place near them, while 48% of those respondents said that the protests had become violent. Moreover, 65% of all voters said those violent protests had affected their votes, with the most affected by violence. That means those living in Democrat strongholds saying violence will factor into their vote. Another tea leaf is that there is a surge happening right now with Republican voter registration. And it isn't just in red states. It's happening in states like Minnesota, in Pennsylvania, outside of Philadelphia, which is a Democrat stronghold. Republican registration is consistently outstripping Democrat registration. Why? Why are there so many more Republicans registering to vote than Democrats? Well, this is consistent with the trend that began over the summer at the peak of these riots. The increasing numbers of people in swing states registered to vote as Republicans. And according to, I believe it's Selena Zito right over here, she says that the Republican Party has edged out the Democrats in the race to sign up new voters, and coronavirus lockdowns are to blame, the report says. The new registrations cratered in the last 3 months. Target Smart is a Democratic data firm. They reported that in May of this year, 194,000 new voters were registered nationwide, according to Target Smart's report. That's just 13% of the 1,490,000 and change who registered in May 2016. It went from 1.4 million, let's almost say 1.5 million, down to 200,000. At least 5 battleground states, Democrats appear to have borne the brunt of the damage during the COVID shutdown period in voter registrations. Florida is one of the most crucial battleground states, and Trump is rising in the polls there. And after falling behind Democrat nominee Joe Biden in May, Trump has surged back into a virtual dead heat in battleground states such as Florida. So this is got to be keeping up the Democrats very much at night right now. They are worried. They are stressed. You want to know how stressed they are? You've even got CNN CNN, Jeff Zucker's anti-Trump network, the agitprop site, Propaganda 101. You can look at CNN. Just by the way, before I get into the report on CNN, did anybody see the White House hold the ceremony for the peace in Middle East between Bahrain, UAE, and Israel? And CNN's Chyron, you know, the little text at the bottom of the screen, with a beautiful image of the leaders of the Middle East and Donald Trump sitting there in front of the White House with people in the audience, had nothing to do with the Middle East peace agreements. What did the Chyron say? White House lawn, people not wearing masks. Come on, CNN. Even you can't be this stupid. Do you know what people think when they see that? When we're watching a monumental historic moment and you're focused on people social distancing? Anyway, CNN is starting to panic about mail-in voting. Yeah, you heard that right. It's not worried about fraud, which only benefits the Democrats. But the problem is that absentee ballots from their key demographics are getting rejected too often. They said that the rejections result in part from voters having trouble complying with the unique procedural requirements, which is expected to be most absentee voters this fall, those people that are voting for the first time. By absentee ballot, which is expected to be most people this fall, are more likely to run into problems which will enable their voter registration, their absentee ballot, to be disqualified. They're saying studies also show that absentee ballots cast by voters who are younger or from racial and ethnic minority groups are rejected at higher rates than absentee ballots because they basically fill them out wrong. Or they may be fraudulent. So, you know, what is CNN saying right there? That, you know, they've tried to finagle the system so that nobody can go to the polls. Everybody's going to have to do mail-in balloting, which is going to benefit the Democrats. But even cheating won't help you. That's what the Democrats and the CNN, and I repeat myself, are saying. We saw Joe Biden actually go to a voting booth for a Democrat primary in Delaware. On Monday, he went to a voting booth with a mask on and voted. So now we know that the idea that to vote in a voting booth is dangerous is now a lie. Yeah, you can go to Home Depot and Lowe's and your supermarket, but the Democrats are saying you shouldn't go and vote in your local canvas at a voting booth because it's too dangerous. So the fact is that the trends are looking really good right now if you're like us and you're looking at the micro. The macro is still very scary. The macro is that the Democrats are going to be using at least 600, probably closer to 1,000 lawyers across the country to contest every single vote. They are going to finagle and get any mail-in ballot that they possibly can that has D written on the envelope. And by the way, folks, you know that, right? That anybody that sees a postal ballot can determine whether that ballot is Republican or Democrat. It's written on the outside. How many people around the country that despise this president might find a way of getting rid of a few thousand R's? And in some congressional districts, in some swing states, that is all it will take to change this election. But my point is, be positive. Be focused. Be determined. Don't be complacent. Find me at Whiskey Politics, at David Sussman on Twitter, on YouTube, iTunes, everywhere else. I'll be back again real soon. Thanks for joining me tonight. I had a great time. Thank you, Cody, and thank you, Joe. Talk to you guys all soon. Cheers.